Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Rona. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rod Bolton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolton covering, for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Rona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Firmin hits a pop-up beyond first. Thomas can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Firmin moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kirby is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cora hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Jefferson moves to third. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Firmin moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Don Paul now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Bell scores. Sorrento moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Indians. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Rona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rona is 0 for 1 in the game. Rona strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Firmin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Rick Rona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rona is 0 for 2 in the game. Rona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks scores. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Espinoza moves to second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.